Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's after show for Greenleaf, we cover not one, not two, but three episodes. Stay tuned for more.
See you.
Damn.
Not damn.
Welcome, Greenleaf fans. We are finally back.
Yay!
It felt like forever.
Yes, oh my God.
And boy, do we have a lot to talk about.
But, I missed you guys.
I missed you guys too.
I know, even though we see each other like periodically throughout at the studio.
That's good.
Well, as you guys know, my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me online on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
Damn, Shaka, with the thirst traps, though.
Oh.
Hey,
the music is
you
playing.
You seen that, right? Yeah, you need to follow those stories, though. Shaka B.
He is Shaka
Yeah, slide in Shaka's DMs real quick.
Just get my fitness on. Just get my fitness on.
Fitness on, really?
I'm
with
trained.
The swag. Yeah, I'm telling you. Anyways, you can find me, no thirst traps here, at everything at TK Trinidad.
And hey, everybody, my name is Rocky Harris, and you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm Nikia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Wow.
I miss my peeps.
I know. It's so long. Three episodes. We just got to get right into
it. I know. Y'all was blowing us up on our social media, our blog, saying, are y'all coming back or not?
Shout out to the people. I had someone in another show I do, and she was like, are you guys coming back? So we're here.
We are here.
Feels good to be back.
Thanks for being real fans.
And if you guys are in the live chat, hopefully we'll be able to see some of that, and we'll respond when we can. But what back into the heat of the moment where we ended with the whole fight with Grace and Mac. Mm-hmm. And so now Grace is sort of in recovery mode. Mm-hmm. What were your general feelings just jumping back into it now in this scene?
I mean, she thought her daughter was legitimate. I think if she knew Sophia wasn't missing, it'd be a little bit different. She might have possibly called the cops, but she thought legitimately like her daughter was missing. And just like any mama bear, like, you're dead.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I don't care about anybody else.
You gotta die.
Like, you gotta die.
You gotta go.
So, I mean, it's sad. Well, not really. But, you know, it's like it was with intent. Like,
it was kind of like a Dexter moment. Like, you know how Dexter kills the bad people?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But, you know, I remember last time we left off, I think I predicted, I was like, I don't think Mac's going to die. I think that he may linger on a little bit. So I was actually shocked when he was dead. Yeah. I'm like, all right, Oprah, coming in strong.
I was like, I hope he is dead. And then just go away.
But same, but I knew it was going to be hard because she was already harassing him, according to him, harassing him and going after. But I feel her like he's a man who's very dangerous. Mm. Her baby girl was missing. Her phone died. So she was like TK saying, mama bear mode. Like, Mac gotta die. Mm-hmm. And he did.
There was that one moment. Did Mac get a little absolution? There was that one moment where he says, I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
It felt like his last opportunity to maybe be fully repentant to some degree. Did you guys feel that?
Well, yeah, because he thinks even though he does bad things, I definitely think he believes in the Bible. And the Bible, like, you crossing over, it's you should repent for your sins before you... You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it was kind of that moment where he thinks heaven and hell, I'm about to go, let me just say I'm sorry. So then Jesus is like, all right, you know, you're cool, man.
But does it have to be that moment, like, when you're like, oh, I'm sorry now that I'm about to die?
Well, that's the same thing with anybody who cheats. They get caught, and it's like, oh, you're sorry now.
Well, for sure. It's wrong either way.
Yeah.
And I think people like Mac actually doesn't think he's wrong. I think he didn't think he did anything wrong. But I think right that moment he was about to die, he's like, all right, I need to get into heaven.
He faced
or it's a
the
wrap.
Music. I like the way they played it out with Lady May, actually, because it was this sort of, this guy's dead, my daughter's alive, but she did lose a brother.
Yeah, that was real. I like showing that moment because these are real people, it's human, and it's one of those things like when you see someone who's a murderer, but you have to remember like they have family as well, or someone who does a crime, and then you have to put yourself kind of in their shoes like, damn, I wonder what their family's going through.
Right.
But it was her being the mother of her daughter actually being sexually assaulted by her brother.
Right. Yeah.
It puts you in a weird place because it's like, he's a bad person, but he is my baby brother.
And she was also sexually assaulted by her father.
And she remembered the time when he was a good person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like Lady May, like, honestly, that scene kind of made me think about and Do the Right Thing when the dad had to kill his crackhead son because he was doing more damage to the world than he was good. So it was like, I mean, you don't, like, obviously, you don't want to kill anyone that's, you know, in a relationship to you. But at the same time, I kind of was like, Mac, you got to go. And I really just don't care. Click control.
Were you for me personally, I cheered when Lady May actually had some nice shit to say to
her. Yeah.
I was like, because I was like, just for once. Yeah, just be.
You also realize that she's like I'm fascinated when I meet people and they don't necessarily, like, they're either super angry or they do, like, all this crazy stuff, because there's a reason that they got to that. They weren't born out of the womb throwing glasses at people. Yeah. So I feel like she's like that because of the situations happened with her father.
Yeah.
So it's just like, so she's, you know, she's trying. I'm sure she wants to be that mother, but she did the best she could.
Yeah.
And I think with that, you know, with Mac, you know, leaving, that almost kind of released her. And I think the father is still alive, but she barely sees him. So that kind of released her to kind of show some, you know, empathy.
Pervert senior
stuff. Yeah. Oh, no, her dad died.
Didn't he die? Yeah, he passed away.
So it's like both of them are like...
Yeah.
And we finally get like a Lady May reset. So she finally seems to be a little bit more normal.
I felt happy.
Yeah.
I was scared like when they were walking to each other slowly when Grace comes out the room.
Yeah, I thought she was going to slap her.
I was like, is she going to punch her?
Yeah, I was like, no. Right, you killed my brother.
I was happy that she embraced her and did the motherly thing. And she told her, like, it's not your fault. So I was happy to hear her say that.
But yo, Rocky, those eyebrows though.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Thanks.
Just saying.
God, them lashes?
God bless me.
You should see the outfit she's wearing.
I know.
She came prepared for the first day of
Green Lake. I know. Talk about thirst traps, though. You better put that on your girl. No. Just saying.
These two put their thirst traps.
I'm telling
Jesus.
You.
Just only for Jesus.
Well, speaking of the conflict of Jesus, we had Kevin really conflicted these first couple of episodes.
He's irritating me.
What did you guys think about kind of the flip out of when he went to that the group and kind of told them off?
I think he was frustrated. Like, I think he's conflicted because in the church and in a lot of churches across America, they're saying, you know, it's a sin and it can be changed.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know,
it's like houseway.
Right. So now he's kind of, he had relations with Aaron. He might have liked it. And so there's that conflict there. And then it's like, okay, well, what do I do? These pills are not helping. Right. You know, I thought all this other stuff. So I think he's just frustrated because he legitimately thought that he could pray it away.
Yeah.
And,
you know, cack it away.
Yeah. It's not the case. So I think it was just sheer frustration. And, you know, I think it's best for him to get out of the situation because he's still surrounded by the church.
Right.
He's still
in the
church.
Right.
And not to say that he should leave the church, but maybe he should go to another church that's accepting of it so then he can accept himself and then actually be a good father to his child.
Yeah. Right, so. I just can't deal with the fact that he's like just gone AWOL. Like he's just MIA. Like that blows me. Like, go, you have a wife, you have a partner, someone that you're working with to take care, to co-parent, and I think that that's the most irresponsible thing that you can do, to leave the mother of your child and the child.
Right.
Like, I just don't, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, deal with your problems separately, but you have a responsibility.
But he does have a little bit of leeway because, like, wealthy, rich, I mean, we know we have.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm leaving, I'm not sure how the child will fare.
Right.
Support system. The child needs a father, and that's your responsibility, point blank, period.
Well, my assumption, though, he's coming back.
I think Kevin's going to come back, but I think this moment he's scared.
Yeah.
And I think he's scared of the truth, and I think he's scared of his truth, and he's nervous. And I think that's why he went to where he went and cursed that guy out and yelled, because he knows deep down inside.
Mm-hmm.
I think before when he went there for the first day, he already knew what it was. Mm-hmm. But I think he's like, let me just have this one more option. But he knew deep down, like, Kevin, I'm gay, but let me see if I can get rid of this.
Right.
So I think he's scared, but I believe he is going to return. I just think he doesn't know where to place his feelings, because I think he enjoyed what happened with Aaron. I think he has feelings for him, and I think he just doesn't know, like, can I still be in this church? Can I be with this family?
Mm-hmm. But come get your baby. That's all I'm saying. Like, don't leave
Chastity
your baby.
Chastity was off work, and maybe he need to get his life a few days.
That's your baby. And it's not like it's a 3-year-old, 5-year-old. Yeah. Like, this is a newborn baby, and I'm sorry. I can't deal with that. Like, regardless of whatever issues is going on in your marriage, you need to make sure that you're doing your responsibility as a father, as a current husband, and then fix whatever you need to do, and then just co-parent. Like, don't leave your kid and just be like, oh, well, she got it.
Yeah,
she's waking up changing diapers by herself. The baby's crying. I'm like, I would be like,
but if he's only gone for a week or 2 weeks, so do we give him like a little grace? Now if he's gone for longer than like a week or two,
I feel like because he's so conflicted, he can't, even if he were in the situation, he might not be a really great father to the child at the moment. But if he's gone for, let's say, the longest, a month, I can roll with that because if he's in the child's life for the rest of the child's life and his life,
he probably need a moment. Because I don't want you home with my baby, and God forbid you suffocate my baby because you distracted. Not saying that would happen, but I like if he's gone for a few weeks to a month to get his life, and then he comes back and he sits me down.
Tell me where you at then. You just gone. Like, tell me like where you are. Like,
but the green leaves don't let you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that I'm sorry.
If I can't speak because I'm not a man, but I'm not leaving my kid. And I'm sorry, I'm not leaving my kid. That's my child. Like, I did my work to make him, so I'm gonna take care of him.
Yeah, and speaking of not letting go, Lady May and Aaron have an interesting like talk as he's leaving.
Right.
Did anyone feel like maybe they have a strong connection?
Yeah, mother son connection. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want to lose my other child. Yeah.
Do you think he knows?
I don't think he knows.
He definitely doesn't know. But to me, it seems like she has an inkling that might be her child. But yes. I thought we had kind of discredited that idea last time.
So he knows that her and his dad hooked up.
Yeah,
he already knows that. Oh, I still feel like deep down that's the child that she gave up and she doesn't want to lose him, but I don't think he thinks or knows that that's his mother.
She has
a mother.
She seemed kind of strong in terms of like keeping him there without saying too
much. Right.
So it was interesting. So
I did get that vibe, though.
Yeah, but he's also been, like, the lawyer in all of the major events that happened in the last few months.
True, true, true.
And, you know, he's probably not charging lawyer fees. Like, he's probably charging family discount.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I were Lady May, I want the hookup, too. Like, nah, baby, you need to stay because there's a whole bunch of other stuff that we're going to get into trouble with.
Well,
and
he's staying with him, too. So.
Yeah. But can you imagine Kevin's, like, dying to get out of the Greenleaf family? We may be right back in the Greenleaf family.
Yeah.
He's gonna be right back, honey. This is the family.
It's a small town. Like.
So we got a little extra work going on with Sophia and Zora, and Sophia is trying to be the good cousin and get her out of this relationship that seems to have gone awry.
Mm. I thought it was cute. Their little bowling date was cute.
The guy was trying. He was trying.
I know.
Girls love those bad
boys.
Zora was not having it.
Girls love the bad boys.
Yeah. I actually got to interview her at the BET Awards, and I said, your character just gets on my nerves. She's just so much. And she was like, well, that means I'm doing a good job as an actress. And I was like, you are. She really
she's
is.
So beautiful.
She is.
Yeah. They're both beautiful young ladies.
Yes, for sure. But I just wish she would just take a breather. I feel like Zora's just on 10 all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's just go build Legos and build a house and like do like stuff that kids do. Like, you're so pressed
go
to like
camp.
But then again, I do feel like there's so much outside things that are going on to her space and her energy, so I feel like she's having to grow up very quickly. And then her little brother is very young, so I feel like she kind of has a part in that too, where she's taking care of her little brother, and it's just a lot. So well, I mean, I can't judge Zora.
I mean, social media now, like
Instagram,
and you see Kylie looks like she's like 35.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine the pressure now because I didn't have that.
Yeah.
You know, you had the TV, but you know, you had like, you know, Bill Cosby and them. Like Lisa Bonet was.
I seen a meme
and
it was like.
You're not seeing people your age doing things that are not their age.
I seen a meme and it was like 15-year-old girls in the early 2000s compared to 15-year-old girls now. They look like grown.
They look like grown women. Like, I didn't.
And they get to learn from each other how to look like grown women.
Yeah.
So we got Grace now, and Grace is getting settled in. Well, I thought she was getting settled with Mr. Nash, and then now she might be getting settled with Basie because those are some looks and some uncomfortable for me
but
to watch.
But you know, at first I thought that, but when I thought about it, I think Basie's up to something, and he knows that the most gullible person in the room is Grace.
Right.
And I feel like he threw a fish hook out, and he reeled her in with the whole homophobia thing.
Right.
Because he knows she's so strong. And she's stubborn, and if she has a cause that she really cares about, I feel like if he threw that at the green leaves, he could then focus on getting his church back.
I felt a genuine chemistry.
I did too, but I also felt like I like you, but I gotta take your family down. Sorry, girl.
Yeah.
Maybe we can hang out after.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
the look
Rick
No, she ain't picking. What he said?
You're jealous.
My favorite quote. He's like, "I'm a little fella with a big mouth." I'm like, "You little, all right."
Yeah,
but they weren't.
I mean, I got that feeling too. It's usually, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, Rick.
I'm starting to like Rick more.
If you're gonna commit sin, then you might as well commit sin with somebody who's fine.
And Rick is fine, Charles.
Yes.
I love how he's
poor
the only
Shaka.
Character no one talks about by his character name. You're like, Rick is fine.
Right.
Yes.
Sorry, Shaka.
Yes,
holds us down.
Yeah. Cool it down. But yeah, Sophia and Zora, and they have this whole cotillion, this debutante ball. I love that Lady May just made a genuine kind of old person mistake.
I love that.
Oh.
I love loved it.
I know.
Because that was real life. Glasses down, typing.
I loved it because she had windows open from like 2 years ago. And she was not playing when she came to see Basie's wife. And I loved that.
Drag her, yeah.
She was like, let's go.
Because she needs so much work. I was like, you would have missed that one. Anyway, it's just a lot.
And the best was the silhouette, because they had this beautiful silhouette of like her versus Tasha when they enter that room for that little standoff.
Lady May don't play no games when it comes to her family. She's going to get what she wants.
But she actually gets a little burned.
I felt bad. I'm like, no. But even when she got burnt, you can tell she's like, all right, you got one up on me.
Yeah.
I'm coming back. Yeah. Don't sleep, Tasha.
And she's not even taking the L in that. She's like, no, okay, I made the mistake, but my grandbaby's going to be in this. Like, we're not waiting another year. This is happening today.
And she called the one person she might probably... the one person she probably should not have called was Rochelle.
Yeah.
But... Because Lady May... Well, I love that one scene when she walks in the office and she's getting the cake. She's seeing the cake. She didn't mind the cake. She didn't mind that Bishop was eating cake. When she realized you made the cake?
Yes.
That was the issue. Mm-hmm. Do you guys feel that way? If a woman bakes something or makes food for a man, it's a different level?
Yes.
Because, you know, Lady May's an older woman, and like she said, what an old-fashioned gesture, because that is very old-fashioned. A woman's bringing you baked goods or food, knocking on the door.
That's my time. Hey, neighbor. I spend my time getting these ingredients. I'm cooking these ingredients, and I'm bringing you this plate. Yes. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's... It means like, okay, like I'm comfortable with you now. I think that that's I feel like that's a sign. Like if we go out to eat, then that's just us sharing like a meal together.
Right.
But if I'm sitting down like making a meal and going out and buying the ingredients to get this meal together for you,
well, you can take it one level like less than that. Like say you're at a function and you have your husband's take care of, and some other woman goes and makes your husband a plate.
Oh no,
no.
And that's what it was. And I think when first of all, Rochelle was very close. She was sitting on top of the desk.
Yeah,
she wasn't in a seat, so she was very kiki haha. So when she's seen that, she's a young beautiful woman.
Yeah,
Rochelle did the whole, you know, when you have the old pineapples, they get all sour and gotta have the young pineapple. Girl, I see what you're doing, Rochelle.
Yeah,
you ain't slick.
Funny enough, as a guy, it would never have occurred to me the difference between like a store-bought cake versus like the fact that she made it. But when Lady May clicked, I was like, oh, I get it now.
Right, but she might have bought it. She could have lied.
She whacked.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, okay, you're not real.
But she wanted to let him know, I made this cake.
Yeah, you think you're special. And then like the bishop, like, dude. Has he been out of the game so long that
he didn't even realize that the girl was flirting with him?
Because I know some pastors, I don't know if it's agreement between them and their wives, but they don't, like, even if you take it beyond the church, like with doctors, they'll have a nurse come in and make sure, like, there's a nurse standing there. Like, there's a reason for that.
Right.
And it sucks, but it's just like, okay, come on now, Bishop, get it together. Like
why is she on your desk?
Yeah, have the secretary like sit in,
the
take
bishop
notes.
Doesn't I can tell you as a guy,
he's so
you wouldn't
cute.
Even, you would just be like, pineapple, oh, this cake is
bomb. Guys, you guys are men.
You can't be so naive.
Yeah, we don't always
Bishop
think.
Was so naive with his cute little glasses. He's like, oh, well, she made the cake. Lady May's like, did she? I got her number.
I loved it.
I got her number.
Sound like someone's nana. Got her number.
And what do we think about Jacob? I actually like Jacob in this these couple episodes
because
he's really coming to his own. And he's really owning it. No Basie, no Bishop.
I love it.
The real church, you know, of Memphis, which I love. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, I like where Jacob's going. I can't think of her name right now. His wife's name.
Carissa.
I love that she tries to lead her husband, but sometimes she just gets in the way, and she's been getting in the way season one and two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like sometimes she opens her mouth when she shouldn't. And I'm trying to think of what part of the episode last time where she was saying something, and I was just like, girl, like, stop. I don't like it when, if you're the wife and the sister, just don't battle. Like, I don't like that.
Don't do that.
Because you stay in your place as a wife, she stays in her place, I know that you're married into the family, but this is my blood family,
right.
Just leave it alone. But, I mean, I like Jacob. I like where Jacob is going. I like that he's getting his own independence.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see where he goes with it, I guess.
See, the thing is, what I'm questioning it is, are you hearing God, or are you hearing what you think God would want you to do.
Exactly. That's what I think.
So because there's a lot, and the reason I think that is because, you know, he left his family to do this thing with Basie. He found out Basie's not what he said he was.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's in this predicament because they're not going to leave Memphis.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, well, what do I do, God? And now he's thinking, well, I need to stay here. And, you know, I was meant to be a pastor, but was he really? So it's just kind of like, okay, and now
that's true.
Yeah,
but I love this whole idea of the church with no walls because love has no limits. And I like that he was like, all this money goes directly into feeding the homeless, right? And those who need it, and like rent.
And I like that Zora's like they're like helping him put up the website. So I'm like, it's very like millennial.
What'd you say? You're a good dude. Yeah,
yeah. I tell Carissa's not feeling that whole God told me, because every time he says it, Carissa's like,
End a job.
Okay, but are we going on LinkedIn or not? She gives him that look like she wants to support him. But as it gets further, it's like, okay, but we have a house.
Right.
A
it's
lights.
Like an Issa and Lawrence.
Yeah. It really is.
Because she wants to make it back to the big house. She wants to be back in that thing.
I don't know if she wants to make it back to the big house, but she just wants to make sure that her family is taken care of.
And their bills are paid.
I mean, I think with women tend to, and obviously it's a generalization, especially in that dynamic, they tend to look at the little things. Like, okay, you know, how is Katie
I want
getting,
you to be a star,
yeah,
but
how's Katie getting in school in the morning? What are they eating? Men are like, all right, well,
let me live
my
life and do whatever I want. Like,
let's do this, and you're not thinking about the bills and everything like that. And she's looking at all the bills. She's looking at all that stuff. She's looking at the countdown.
And I think she's still hurt by where they live, because I love that that low-key shade comment at the dinner by Rochelle.
Oh, it's up and coming.
Oh, what an up-and-coming area.
that was shady.
That was a great dinner scene.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about that family dinner, especially just all the different nuances of that family dinner?
That family. I love them because sometimes they forget that company is there and they just and Rochelle's like, oh no, it's fine.
Right. She's not a mixed family.
Yeah.
It's totally fine. So I love that they're just so open with each other and they put everything out on the table. But same thing with Carissa. Sometimes I'm like, Carissa, I get that you're married into the family, but sometimes it's like, let's just
she's a petty little
bit back just a little bit. But I love it because the only reason Rochelle was sitting at that table was because Lady May had a plan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but also Rochelle was kind of giving like looks to the pastor, to Bishop. He's so naive.
She had
like
her own
he's
plan.
She was like, oh yes, because I'm like Latoya Luckett, I love you, but I hate you. She's such a great actress in this role too.
And I love that people seem like Grace seemed to catch it. Grace, Lady May's already onto it.
Yes. Yeah. Pastor's Bishop's the only one that's like doo 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 doo. Like
not that theme music. But I mean, maybe he's not trying to be naive, but maybe he's just trying to ignore it because he's just like, I don't have time. Like my energy's not gonna go to it.
And she just donated.
Yeah,
that's true.
He's like, let me
10K,
just not even.
Let's just keep
he's
this
like,
on.
I gotta take that L. Lady May's like, you gonna take that L?
Yeah. Two L's though, the money for the church, and now she got the granddaughters into.
Oh yeah. And I feel like she is going to definitely hold that above his head because I think she wants him. And low key, she talks about the church that she was at, and they're like, "Well, why aren't you there anymore?" Mm-hmm. She talks about her breast cancer thing, but I think it's more to it.
Yeah, I don't believe. I think she had an affair with that.
I think she had an affair.
I think
with
she
pastor.
Has a little psychosis.
I think she has
a
whole
she likes to
old
go
man
pastor thing. I don't know what you
She's
call that addiction,
attraction.
But
she
it's
talks
something.
About the table. She's like, "I remember being a little girl, 1990, watching." I'm like, "Girl, I think she's obsessed with older men."
Yeah,
and she's trying to get in with
men in positions of power. Mm-hmm. And then you add the God thing. It's like, "Oh well, he's not going to cheat on me, but let me get him first, even though he's married."
Right.
And then we also had the return of Carlton. Carlton is back now.
Yeah, that was sweet. I think I'm glad to see that she's getting some type of friend. You know, I hated seeing her breakdown, but it was funny because as I was watching and then Jacob starts laughing, I start laughing too, but I was like, this really ain't funny.
Chris was like, you guys are all crazy.
No, because that's how you really should react. But at the same time, I'm like, maybe she needs this moment to go insane.
It's like
yeah. Because, I mean, it's crazy. Like, after years of like knowing someone, then you have a child and then they tell you, oh, I'm gay. And you just never even envision that person be that way. But then she's like, I like that she's starting to kind of adjust to it and she's fine with it. She's growing comfortable with the idea that he is gay.
Okay, tell the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so like that moment of insanity was like a relief for her and she just kind of was like, okay, let me just flush this all out. Especially with her family around too. I think that was a great place for her to do it.
It'd be funnier if they kind of had inklings. Like you know, they've been saying it all this time.
Like,
I don't know.
It.
That's what it felt like when they were laughing. It's like, he little...
I don't think they knew.
I think it was funny because it's out of left field. Like, are
you fine? Yeah.
I think Carlton had an idea. He's like, oh, you guys finally. But I like what Carlton said to her. He's like, you're too busy for me until you need something from me.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, actually, this is what's going on. So I like that they were able to open up to each
have
other.
That conversation.
She told him the truth. Like, sorry, my husband's actually gay and we're going through a divorce. And, you know, because he which I don't blame him. He came in upset like, girl. You totally dissed me.
Yeah.
Where have you been? So I like that because I think it's therapeutic for her to talk to her family, to tell people like, my husband's gay. I have to move past it. And she did.
And I love the way Carlton answers the phone. Praise the Lord.
So cute. I love Praise that. The Lord. Hi,
and
Carlton.
And then, what was it when Lady May was like, oh, we don't oppose people who are gay? I was like, girl, what?
Grace, you've been the number one, right?
No, exactly. I was like, you need to just go home.
Carissa's like, he felt uncomfortable on his own. I'm like, no, actually, the whole family made him feel uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah. She's Lady May just a liar.
But I think we talked about it while we were watching the episode. The fact that they addressed the loss of the child, because we did have that loss and there was no grieving process. Yeah. And so that was interesting that they actually addressed it. Yeah. And
she let
it
that go too.
Yeah. She's grieving a lot.
Yeah,
she's,
she has a lot of pent up aggression. And I think that was just, she needs all of those moments. And like you had mentioned in the studio, that like you think she's going through PTSD or postpartum.
Yeah.
I think she definitely is. I mean, she has a lot of things just weighing over
but
her.
But she got a little cure in Jabari, it seems.
She
found a quick cure.
I was happy.
he didn't kiss her back.
Okay.
Yeah. And he did. We need to find out.
I don't think he likes
her. Jabari's gay too.
Yeah.
That would be messed up.
That would be devastating.
That girl.
And he starts dating Kevin, whatever.
But that'd be a lie.
We'll save that for predictions, right?
No.
Are we going to predictions?
No. I said we'll save that. We'll save that for predictions.
Right. You're missing one big part here.
Yeah. I still want to talk about the council and kind of how they address that whole issue of the homophobia and the boy and how it kind of really did raise for Grace a real important issue.
I thought it was pretty awesome, but I think, unfortunately, Basie threw that out there purposely.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that they all came together and he did throw it out there because, like he said, the silence in the room was heavy.
Right.
You know, as soon as he said gay, everybody was like, But it showed that's the reason why this young man and so many young and older people are committing suicide because they don't have that place. And that's why it's great that there's so many churches that are opening and there's churches for gay people and bisexual people and trans people are now open. And so, but I honestly think Basie threw that out because he knew he was going to get someone like Grace to spearhead it, which it will be great,
right?
But I think there's a reason behind it.
It's kind of so weird too with the black church, because at one point we weren't accepted by the church in America.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like when you look at that, it's like, okay, well, you know, we don't accept gays, but at one point we weren't even accepted.
Right.
Well, so, I mean, you know, Christianity was used as a tool to oppress for a very long time.
Right.
But that's a whole nother show.
Whole nother show.
I mean, I think that's the difference between religion and spirituality too. I think that I don't feel like you're supposed to. Spirituality is, oh, I love God, I believe in the Lord and Savior, I believe that there's someone who is greater than me. Whereas religion is, oh, if you do this, you're going to hell.
Right.
Whereas, like, there's rules to condemn you, but that's not how you're supposed to. At least you perceive it however you want to perceive the word and go to church and take what you will from it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, walk with your own faith and spirituality. Don't. Yeah.
But I like that Grace is taking on something else, because first season it was trying to get Mac, and I think this will be her new thing, season two going into season three, well, having the church more open.
Getting herself into trouble.
Yeah, I did wonder about that. Would this sort of like take the air out of Greenleaf? But at the same time, it's like, I didn't want to watch that drag out for seasons, so it was nice to have that resolution.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So I think this is going to be like the new thing.
Yeah.
And then I think seasons to come, they're gonna give her like more things to like. It's kind of like a little superhero kind of.
And she wanted to bolt. She was like, "Oh, Mac's gone. Maybe it's time to leave." And they kind of took her to task for always being the.
I didn't like that. No, okay,
you didn't like
that. No, I agreed though.
Yeah, I agreed.
I agreed because it was like you always get to live out your life and do whatever you want, and then you come back because she's seen as the golden child in the family, and we're all like second best, you know, to Gigi. So
I got that, but then you get up and do something. I don't know.
True.
I get where they're coming from, but I also get because they're a family, they're Southern, and they want to stick by their dad's side, and they're part of the church. But then if I was Gigi, I would look at it like, I'm independent. You too could do something.
But it almost feels like I need to know more about that 20 years, because it feels like she just completely
like she was gone.
She's gone for 10
she was
years. Gone.
She didn't like not a phone call or a card.
I think she called, but she called sporadically.
Right. Yeah. She started her own life.
Like they knew about the baby.
They knew
about Sophia.
They knew she was alive and all this other stuff. Yeah. But she didn't come home every Christmas. She didn't
come home at all.
And I think part of it was to do with Mac and. Because I think he bothered her when she was young. He didn't sexually assault her, but I think a lot was that I need to get away from this family.
Yes, absolutely.
They're not the greatest people. I love my family, but I need to do my own thing.
Right. Yeah.
So I get where they were coming from, but I'm like, y'all could have did something too.
Yeah, but I mean, I think with those situations, especially if it's one child's, you know, one thing, but you have three kids and the other two decide to invest in the family business per se. And it's just kind of like, okay, well, you left. and you could have stayed gone, right. and we would have been fine, but you came back, and right. all this stuff ensued.
Yes.
And now that it's still there.
And you want to leave whenever you want. Yeah, like, you leave whenever, you come back whenever you want, willy-nilly.
It almost makes you understand Lady May's attitude a little bit more from the first, because she's been gone 20 years and just nothing. You
right. know? And obviously your family wants you there if they're having a problem with you. And I feel like it's fair enough for Gigi to at least listen and try to understand where the family is coming from.
Yeah, but y'all need to leave too. Look, I'm like...
No, leave for sure,
like, I get where they're coming from. Like, I get it, but it's like...
I just feel like Gigi can't just come back, make all these things happen, and then be like, oh, okay, I want to leave now because this guy's moving to New York.
Right,
and I
got that part. Yeah. Like, I think,
and she
like...
she tried to, like, low-key slide
she
it
She tried to low-key slide
it to New York. Huh?
I know, like, what?
But I think when she first came back, I think her initial plan was, like, she wasn't going to stay long. Unfortunately, she did end up staying because she wanted to get Mac. She wasn't supposed to stay.
Right.
And then all these things opened, and she opened Pandora's box, and everybody's mess opened up. So I think that's why people are really upset. Yeah. Because the truth has come
out. She wasn't like, you know how you go to your parents' house and you're on vacation and you're not doing nothing, like you're not working because your job's somewhere else. Like, she didn't do all that. She got a job in the church.
Right.
And she was, like, she's counseling people. Like, she embedded herself back into the church.
And then she was telling Jacob to be independent. Now she's saying, no, take my job.
Like,
what do you want me to do? I don't get it, Gigi.
Yeah, Gigi needs to
figure it out.
And then Rick Fox is staying too, even though he don't like God, which is a whole other issue. Like, what are you going to do
with that? Right. So then, like, what if Jacob would have been like, okay, I'll take your job? And then she would have came back and like, I need my job back.
Then that's what I was going to do. You can't because I have the job. You got to go do something else.
Yeah,
but what is she... See, the thing, I mean, I love me some Rick, but what is she going to do? She's a pastor.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, what is she doing with him? He doesn't believe in God at all. Like, does she think she's going to save him? Like, what's
the deal
with that?
I mean, it can work. I mean, a lot of, like, Jewish people marry Christians all the time.
That is very
true. And you know when you're
Muslims.
In love with somebody, like, everything goes out the window when you fall in love. Everything goes out the window.
Yeah, and I know an atheist couple. I know, not atheist couple, but atheist.
But do they work in the church?
No, they don't work in the church, but the fact that, I mean, regardless, that's a very strong, I don't believe in God, and I do believe in God.
Right.
So, I mean, raising children, that in itself is going to be a huge...
Or maybe she's like, I'll leave work at work, and when we come home, it's totally different.
Yeah, no, you can't... I think with that situation, if you're not working in the church, and you, like, believe in God, and you marry somebody Jewish or whatever, that's all on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you guys have to deal with that, how you decide to raise your kids.
So then what do you do on Sunday?
But if you're working in the church, where do you go on Sunday?
Yeah, like, okay, because regardless if you work in it or not, you go to church. Well, at least most Christians do. So do you not go to church?
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. She knows that he doesn't believe in God, right?
Well, she'll do her thing. He'll do his
thing. Right. I had a friend growing up.
It's not the ideal situation.
Her father was Muslim. Her mother was Christian. We went to Catholic school, and her dad was Black militant Muslim, and he did not go to church. And when it was holidays, but they were married, and her parents are still married to this day.
Right.
It's just that they went
love
to Catholic church,
and he
stayed home and made dinner when they came home.
I don't mind, but he wasn't a pastor, and he wasn't like Malcolm X, and she wasn't like a priest in the church.
I mean, I think it'll end up being something for her that does come down to Basie or Nash. But
But
before we get into that,
that's just
terrible.
Before we get into that,
a little bit.
No one likes gray skanks. No one likes.
But
before we get there, we got one more problem, and that is little Zora.
People losing their chair.
Why, Zora? I mean, I just was like throwing stuff at the screen.
No, Zora, no!
Let me rewind before it happens.
I mean, like I told you guys in the studio, I feel like that's that moment in their life where they're starting to get, not even that's not even their moment in their life. It really starts earlier when I mean, we're born sexual beings. We are born of sex. I mean, that's naturally going to happen at some point in our lives. Some people it happens to are a little bit earlier than others. I would hope for...
She's a green leaf. She's a green leaf.
You know, but she's a human. At the end of the day, she's born... And in Christian life, she's born of sin. So she's going to do sin-like things. So, I mean, I just feel like I don't... This is probably one of the times that I'm judging Zora the least. Even though, like, I'm typically usually against Zora and what she does. But... It's I don't want her to do that, but at the same time, I'm just like, I mean, she's a kid and she's not with this guy.
But she's a kid.
But why is she doing it?
That's what I was going to get to. Like, I get it. We're all sexual. Like, and I would be more okay with it because I know she's of age and this is the time of people casually have sex. I would have been happy if she decided to do it on her own.
Right. Yeah.
I felt like Isaiah was more of the influence. He gave her the finesse. He gave her the okie doke, and I felt like she really wasn't comfortable with it, and she only did it because his cute little bony self was sitting on the bed.
You don't think she wanted it at all?
I feel like
she definitely didn't want it at that moment.
There's young women who can make the decision, like, you know what, this, I know I'm ready and I'm gonna do it when I'm ready. That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah.
Not because she's young, because young people who do it, but I wanted her to be like, yo, I'm independent.
And Zora, yeah. who's always like
Zora,
that.
Zora, yeah. right, you know, right. That's how I look yeah. at Zora, like yeah. a young, independent, fierce, yeah. sassy girl who I wanted her to be like, no, I'm ready.
Yeah. Yeah. But I felt she follows
like
a lot.
She's a follower, and I yeah. felt like she fell for the okie doke, and that's what made me
She's yeah. infatuated yeah. versus being in love.
yes.
Like,
yes.
I could
yes.
have said, okay, well, you know, they're in love.
Got it.
Yeah. Right,
I'll
right.
give you that.
Got it.
Like, even Sophia and this dude's like, okay, well, I mean, I would have rather not.
Right,
but they're in love.
Right.
Like,
and,
cool.
and the smile she he got cool. on his face when yeah. Sophia
he was like,
that,
"Sips."
I hadn't seen him smile that
much. Like dudes are that dudes like, oh yeah, yeah. You, why like, are you why asking?
Yeah. He's like, I've never done it before, but
I mean, what you trying to say?
But and that's where it comes with the parents, though. I feel like obviously I'm not blaming parents if kids start off right. early, but I feel like with Zora's parents, they were going through because remember Jacob was cheating and Carissa knew about it. They were going through their own thing between the two of them,
right.
and there were certain periods of time where Zora wasn't being watched.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
watched to like, okay, well, you need to do this and this and that. But to me, she doesn't have a healthy fear of her parents. Like,
no.
yeah.
to
yeah.
me,
yeah.
like, I had I still have a healthy fear of my mom, where it's like, there was something that came on, the stuff that I showed you guys before.
Yeah.
It's like, I hope my mom doesn't see this because yeah. I really just don't.
We remember the talkbacks from like season one when she yeah. Zora was kind of snap off.
She
like,
was snoring Adderall, which
yeah.
is cool. That's your thing. But even when they were at the dinner table and Carissa was throwing jabs, I'm like, but homegirl, your daughter's up in her bedroom
yeah.
at your
okay.
house getting it in.
Yeah.
So I totally agree. Like, I think, which is not the parents' fault, but I think you're right because they were dealing with so much. And because she's a young, independent woman, and I think they put a lot of responsibility on her, they kind of left it to Zora to be like, all right,
raise
baby.
Yourself.
I feel like you can't watch your kids every day.
You can't.
You don't know what your kids
but,
are going
no,
on.
But you have to have some
no,
sort
you,
of...
No, you do, but I feel like kids are going to do what they want to do
yeah, they
whenever
are.
They want to do it. And, like, regardless if they were at school, like, when she was at the church thing and she was cutting out,
yeah.
and I'm
yeah.
just like...
But you know that Jacob, first season, was with, like, how many girls
no,
or whatever
no,
it was.
For sure.
Right.
No, for sure. Like, but I'm just saying, in pertaining to your reference to parents and it being, yes, it we can fault the parents, but at the same time, parents are still growing
up. No, not even
parents
fault
too.
The parents.
Yeah, no,
I don't
no.
fault
no.
her parents. I just
no.
think that, like, when you have that fear of your parents, like, I know for me, I'm of a certain age. I still, to this day, will never bring a dude home. That's just me.
And yeah. we never felt that with
Zora.
We never felt
now,
that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I think she's so independent when she's like, oh, my
yeah.
parents walk in, that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. Yeah. The watch, I think.
You thought
I'm
it
not,
was like that?
Not cool. Like, she'll get nervous, but to have him laid up in the bed while they're gone,
yeah.
I just don't think she has that fear of her parents because
right.
she's really spoiled.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming her parents.
It's not saying
they're
the parents should watch her 24/7, but it's just more of the your parents have, like, it's you see these parents with these little kids, right? And you're letting the kids, like, it's cute when the kids talk back to you at 2.
Yeah.
And you let the kid get away with it. But now the kid's doing the same behavior because it was okay when they were 2 at 12, and then there's going to be an issue.
And by 16, they're really off
right.
the rails.
So I'm not saying the parents should watch them 24/7, but I have a healthy dose of fear of my
Child.
Mom in particular because it's just like, you know, there's that respect issue. And so even when I was 16 or 15 or whatever, don't get me wrong, I got into, like, my dirt,
mm-hmm.
but there was a certain level, like, yeah, nah. Where
that's
I,
too far.
Same.
Because
I did a lot at that age,
and,
yeah.
but...
The worst for me for that scene was remembering how Isaiah had acted at the beginning.
Right.
He was like, I'm
yeah.
trying to get that.
He's such a cornball. Somebody in the chat, Zia said, what's up with the disobedient kids on these shows? Tariq on Power, Zora, Hakeem.
Right. They, all,
Tariq,
they all need to have
Tariq
a cross.
Ball.
They need
a cross.
Talk about Power because that
child
just...
We need a cross with all the babies episode. Yeah. But I kind of wish that it was more Zora's choice.
Yeah.
And I'm not
yeah.
faulting her because I'm not judging her because of her age. I just wish, because he's so
she
corny
had, yeah.
and whack. And he was emotionally...
All first ones are.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and he was really rude and disrespectful to her. I wanted her to make that choice.
Right.
But.
Well, let's let that bring us into predictions, because I don't know if it's going to go so well for Zora and Isaiah, but what do you got, Miss Boom Boom?
Oh, hey. So predictions. I think that... I'll start off with Zora. I think she's going to probably... Maybe Isaiah's going to do something else, and maybe she'll come to the realization, like, this was not the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think
another
I made a mistake. He's probably going to cheat on her because he got what he wanted from her, unfortunately. He might
he
just ignore her.
Or never text her back.
Right,
yeah,
he might ghost on her, so I think she's... Because everything's a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though I'm sitting here saying, like, that was whack of her or whack of him, it's all a learning experience, so maybe she may learn from this experience
mm-hmm.
and actually give the little cornball that she went bowling with the chance. I think that we see that Sophia... poses the question to her boyfriend, and I'm like, no, Sophia, no, don't be a follower. But I get it. They're at their age, and, you know, they're in love, and they like each other, so maybe they'll be dating. With Gigi, I feel like Gigi's going to take this whole fighting homophobia in the church thing, and that's going to be her
the passion,
thing
yeah.
now that Mac is no longer here. I think that Aaron is Lady May's son, and I think it's going to come out. And I'm just waiting for that to come on. I think Kevin is going to come back. And I think Kevin may reveal that him and Aaron have hooked up. And it may be a little difficult for him because he's unfortunately going to be back in the family because his boo Aaron is related to Lady May. It's just it's a lot. It's a lot. And
table.
I think, and Lady May is going to come for Miss Rochelle because I think Rochelle has a plan up that little dress of hers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, maybe she was a cancer patient, but I think that she's going to try to get Bishop and Lady May is going to come for her.
I'm going to retweet everything that Nikki said. I think Sophia's going to try to do it with her boyfriend, but I think the boyfriend's going to be like, no.
Ooh.
I think he's gonna be like, no, I don't think you really want to do this.
Like
I think,
nice guy.
Yeah, I think he's a nice guy, and I think he's gonna be like, no, I don't think we should do that.
I don't but know I mean, too many nice guys.
He's older though. The fact that, like, I mean, he's a good looking guy. Like, the fact that he's gotten to this point without, you know, doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
y'all saw the smile, but anyway. Right.
Okay, because every boy,
there's some decent young men.
Yeah. Wants sex. Every kid, I'm sorry.
Boy and girl.
Everybody thinks about sex at some, at least one time a day. Everybody thinks
boy
about
boy and girl.
Yes, boy and girl. So at that age, their hormones are going nuts right now, especially for a little boy. So, right. I mean, but anyway, yeah, I think that Sophia is going to try it, and he's going to be like, no. I think Zora, I don't know. I think Zora's going to be like, I don't really want to keep doing this. And I think Isaiah's going to get pushy on her and be like, no, you need to do this. But yeah, so that's
I hope he breadcrumbs her. Like, I mean, I can't. There's so many different issues with Zora that could possibly happen.
Yeah. Right.
And this is the problem because I don't think. I think sometimes when people are in the church, they feel like you can't have these conversations.
Yeah.
So on top of kind of leaving her alone to deal with their own issues, they didn't have that conversation about sex.
Right.
They didn't have that.
But did y'all? I didn't have a conversation.
But this is my thing. I didn't.
I didn't have a conversation, but I had an understanding.
I had an understanding.
Yeah.
I had an understanding that don't do it. But however, my cousin, his oldest son is going into college now. And his mom and son went to go shopping for all the college stuff. And he picked up a pack of condoms. And like, I couldn't even imagine doing that with my mom. However, that's how he, I mean, it's,
I think it's different for boys and girls.
It is. No. And he asked, sorry.
Can I get these condoms?
Sorry. But he asked, like,
not his name.
Yeah. Sorry. He had a pack of 36 and he's like, oh, is this enough? But will this last me the year? And my cousin's like, yeah, nah,
you're going to need a Rio.
Yeah. The Home Depot. Condoms.
He's like, no, go to the health center. Yeah, you're good to go. And
Costco.
I can respect that because that's the society that we're in.
Yeah.
So I can, but she didn't have the conversation on top that she's been left alone. So now, like, did they use protection?
Right. You know? That's what I think.
I think she's going to get STD besides getting pregnant.
I think she's going to get pregnant.
You think she's going to get pregnant?
I think she's going to get pregnant.
I mean, that would be very
sick. I think it's an STD. I don't think she's going to get pregnant. Because that's just because so cliche.
Now you're dealing with the abortion or not.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that's going to be another couple of
You know,
episodes.
Isaiah's
not going to get pregnant.
Isaiah's not having it. Isaiah's not going to be the supportive
He's going to be like, no, that ain't mine.
Father.
Yeah. Any girl would want to be.
Who? Huh?
Yes. And with Aaron, I do see Aaron being Lady May's son. I do see the Kevin Aaron. And I think Charity's going to want Kevin back.
Yeah. Mm.
I think it's possible Charity might try to fight over Kevin with Aaron.
And you think so?
I think so because.
Just for the attention.
It's like you've already had sex with a man. I'm done.
But Charity's never had the remorse. She's never had the I want you back. The breakup sex, essentially. She hasn't had that yet.
Right.
The closure.
So I think she's going to want him back because she hasn't seen him with another guy or another person, really. So,
That's rough.
What about her and Jabari?
I can't.
She kissed him.
I don't know where that's going, but I think she's going to get burned by that, and that's why she's going to want Kevin back.
Because the fact that he didn't kiss her back.
Yeah, he was awkward.
Yeah, because he was, if you're into somebody, whether it was a surprise or not,
you'd be like,
oh, my bad.
I mean, I love me some Greenleaf, but I can't handle it. It feels like they're doing a slow burn, and they're putting all the ducks in a row. They're kind of setting it up again for us.
Like, look at this.
Yeah, it's just kind of like I can't.
I think we're gonna get a nice explosion.
We are for the end of season two.
I think it's gonna be.
That's gonna stress us all out.
And just Lady May having to fight off all Tasha and Rochelle. Like she's got a war on multiple fronts right now. She's like ready to arm up and see who she's got to take out.
Yeah. If there is anybody I believe in Lady May. Yeah.
I
like
love
that.
Her. She ready.
Yeah.
And she's got kind of has her family together in a little bit. Like she dropped the thing at Grace. The Mac issue's dead. She's called it Mavis. They're trying to make up. Yeah. So now she's really to be like family versus everyone else. So.
I was happy. Did y'all have that voicemail for Oprah's voicemail? I was sweet. She's like, don't fill up my voicemail.
I'm about to take that voicemail. I'm like, all right, Mavis, I see you.
All right. Oprah, come on, Oprah.
I don't even know. I don't even know what's on my voicemail.
Well, I am excited for next week, guys. We have Desiree Ross, Sophia in next week with us in studio. Should be a good time. As always, you guys know I'm Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
Laying those slur straps out. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
Thank you guys for watching. My name is Raquel Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Thank you guys for being in the chat. We had 18 people watching. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And if you have any questions for our guests next week,
that's big news. Yeah. We had 102 people.
See you guys
watching.
Next week.
I'll let you do the update.
Okay, come on,
end-out
music.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.